Okay, Sun City, Shadow Hills, this is Big John. I know I just did a podcast, I think yesterday or day before, and I'm doing another one now, just a short one. So the reason why I'm here today is two reasons. There's a lot of people reading in the papers and different locations, I guess, online. I'm not sure where everybody's getting their information about that we should be in the yellow tier. I just got off the phone with the Centers for Disease Control in Riverside, and they have told me that we are still in the orange tier and that I am not to release us to any other tier. So I am holding fast. I'm waiting for a gentleman by the name of Jose to call me back here shortly. And he is the public address person for this County of Riverside. So once I hear from him, I will have more information. But I want to let you know we are still currently in the orange tier, okay? And we're holding fast, and as soon as we can go to yellow, we're going to do it. Okay, everybody, next up is I want to apologize to you for the Montecito pool, okay? This morning at 11:30, I went there. I met the general manager. I met a couple of our team members there, and we went down in the pool and we looked at the pool, and it is still not to my standards. Okay, and I have to, as a professional general contractor, give you the best possible job that I can see being done for that pool. And when they jackhammered out the plaster that wasn't quite correct, some of the tiles came loose, and they were going to replace those tiles. But after knocking on a few of those tiles and hearing hollow spots behind them, I was not convinced that it was in the best interest of the Homeowners Association to leave that pool with those tiles in it. So I have asked them to remove all the tiles that are in the ribbon between the coping and the plaster itself, and to reset all the tiles. I did that simply because I don't want us to have problems down the line where tiles will come loose, and then we're going to have to repair the pool every so often, and I don't want to have that. So it's going to take us an extra 4 days. We were expecting to open the pool on the 21st, I believe, and now we're looking at Friday the 25th, okay? So again, I didn't feel it was up to the standards of what we deserve here at Sun City Shadow Hills, and so I am taking the liberty of stopping that and having them fix it right and redoing it. So that's all I have for you today. I look forward to getting back to you as soon as possible with anything on the COVID tiers for our community, and an update as to what's happening for the 15th of June to go to green. So as soon as I have that information, I will get it back to you either through a podcast or through Tyler at the HOA office. Thank you very much for your time. Drink lots of water. Be safe. It's hot out there. And I will see you out there. Thank you. Bye.